celebrating our 30th birthday here at America's favorite radio station all week long. Wednesday was the actual birthday. Tonight is our big celebration at the House of Blues. Looking forward to that big event. And way back in year one of this show, the first regular sports expert that we would have on the program, the publisher of the Pulse NFL Draft Newsletter, and he's been with us every year ever since, talking NFL Draft, and he's covered some other big events for us. We welcome to the program our old buddy, Ribby Pulse. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be on with you guys, talking all the sports and what's the latest and the whatnot.
Yeah.
Hey, Ribby. So I've got some Fabio and Frognot. Let's do it.
Well, would you like to promote your draft newsletter?
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, I know a lot of your viewers may be unfamiliar with me, but there are a few things that you should know. I was the second regular guest that you guys had on your program way back in the day, behind Tom Foolery. But I was the first regular sports expert that you would have on.
That's yes. Right.
I am a sports newsletter writer, mm-hmm. and you can read my fine work at ribby.substack.com.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I write on Substack, and then I print it out and fax it to your email choice of choosing.
Okay.
So that's how I get it to you. And my latest piece is about how the Cowboy needs to sign Dax to a contract extension as a wide receiver.
Dax? So,
that's a yeah. wide receiver.
Yeah, and it's an interesting think piece. It's heavy on stats. I got to warn you. Heavy on stats.
Okay.
But the stats are mostly related to Beltre going into the Hall of Fame. So
huh.
It needs some editing.
Okay.
It's a little unfocused. But yeah, we go way back. We've had so many good times together, you guys and me.
Yeah.
So many drunken escapades.
Wow.
You remember that at the Super Bowl 30 when we did the Vince McMahon stuff with that whole group of people? You were wild, Georgio.
No, we were not a part of that. You may have done that, but we were not a part of that.
And Craig, remember when you and me and Jerry Joan, we cornered that gate agent in a steakhouse restroom and made her watch an illegal dog fight against Michael Vick's dog? Remember that?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
We had a good time. Yeah, you're pretty wasted. I doubt you really remember that. But I got a sports question for you guys. Since you guys are down there in the Dallas and you're following on the sports.
Yeah.
Who complains more, Luca or my third wife?
Well, that'd be a better question for you. I don't know. He complains a lot, though.
Luca, man, he wears me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's another sports question for you. Who's a bigger bitch, Luca or my fourth wife?
Again, you would know better than us.
I know. You ask me now, I say it to you very strong. Luca's a bitch. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
That is the most callous.
He's had a rough week.
He's such a soft white boy. Bigger soft white boy than Jonah Hill. Listen, I'd really like to come to the 30th birthday party tonight.
Well, come on down.
Can't you guys make that happen?
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, I'd like to make it, but my ankle monitor starts screeching if I go past the front porch.
You've got one of those on again?
Yeah, I may have to stay up here in Jersey for this thing. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hey, speaking of, remember back in the day when me and Brad Sham and Followell all had the matching ankle monitors?
No.
Okay, that was so funny.
Don't bring them in on this.
I remember Brad complaining, this thing's too tight and everything. But we didn't get to take them off until that state's witness mysteriously passed away.
I don't remember much of this.
No, I don't either.
So many good times. You know, I may have done a lot of seedy things in my life.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the end of the sentence.
Okay.
I just want to acknowledge it. Yeah. You have fun there, Georgie.
Yeah.
Dogs with Jerry Jones.
What's that now?
Eating chili dogs with Jerry Jones.
Hey, you want to tell him that story again?
I haven't done that in a long time, but I once did eat a chili dog with Jerry Jones.
Y'all's longevity reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Which one?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Sure.
It goes like this. Lying beside you, here in the dark, hear me heartbeat with mine.
He loves this song.
So now I come to you with hoping you see what your love means to me. Open.
Oh, Remy, that's so sweet.
That's a sports song?
I just wanted to sing it while I wasn't wearing pants.
See ya.
Bye.
There goes Ribby, our sports expert.